When I was in the last year of my college studies, my undergraduate studies, I went to Paris for the summer with my fine arts department to take a film course. And then I planned to spend the rest of the summer in Paris riding my bike around, actually. I was a pretty avid cyclist. I really enjoyed that summer in Paris, and I was watching a lot of film, mostly my favorite filmmaker, Andrei Tarkovsky, which is someone who deals in symbolism and metaphor. My own spiritual state was one of, I would characterize it as an absence more than anything positive. I had no particularly negative feelings about religion, having left the Catholic Church at 15, but I certainly had no presence of any sort of spiritual feeling in my life other than through art. And at that point in Paris, I met some West Africans. And I met these students actually at a anti-racism concert that was being held outside all night long in Paris. It was a time of a lot of racist incidents in Paris.
What were the years here? When was this?
That would have been 85, I believe 1985, okay. The summer of 85. So I met these students and befriended them. And when my course was over, I went and moved in their student apartment building. It was a residence that West African governments had kind of chipped in for their students, and many of the apartments were empty in the summer. So they invited me to come stay there. And I spent a number of weeks with these students, mostly from Senegal and Mauritania. And it was a real opening for me. And so I spent time with them, and I found out that they were Muslim, but it wasn't something that they spoke about without me asking.
Right.
They would respond to my questions, but they weren't, you know, preaching to me or even very obviously observant and practicing, although they would, you know, some of them would go to a corner and pray at various times in the day.
Mm.
But it was this low-key kind of spirituality that really intrigued me. I think looking back now, they were probably associated with one of the major Sufi orders in Senegal that is well known for emphasizing character development, developing just a good personality and a good character and self-control, as well as being engaged in society in a, you know, compassionate way. It made me want to learn more, and that's why I started reading the Quran on my own and studying the Quran. Again, more out of being intrigued about them than at that point as something for myself.